Hi, I'm Austin Kim with these top stories here on Newsy. The Northeast is trying to move forward after the remnants of Ida battered the region with heavy rain. Ida is blamed for dozens of deaths in five northeastern states after flooding caught many by surprise. Water levels remain high in some areas, including New Jersey, where you see streets and a minor league stadium flooded. The state, along with New York, spent billions in infrastructure after Superstorm Sandy in 2012. But New York Governor Kathy Hochul said more investment is needed to protect against flooding due to climate change. And it's not just flooding and damaged power lines. Take a look at this street in Portsmouth, Rhode Island. That street is in pieces. Crews across the region are working overtime to clear damage or flooded roads. New York City subway is also slowly reopening after flooding. Well, there are some small signs of recovery in Louisiana. More than 800,000 people in the state don't have power, but that figure is actually down from more than 1 million 4 days ago. And as people search for supplies and shelter, state officials have launched an investigation into deaths of four nursing home residents. They were reportedly relocated to a warehouse with unsafe conditions ahead of Ida's landfall. At least three of the deaths are considered storm-related. President Biden is headed to Louisiana later today to meet with victims of Hurricane Ida and to tour the damage left behind. He's scheduled to walk through one community and do a flyover of other hard-hit neighborhoods. Meanwhile, firefighters are battling the Calder Fire in the Tahoe area in California with cautious optimism today, as favorable weather conditions gave more people the opportunity to go home. Cal Fire downgraded evacuation orders and lifted some warnings. Winds are expected to remain calm into the weekend, and the fire is 29% contained. The new monthly jobs report shows a smaller-than-expected gain in the economic recovery. The U.S. added 235,000 jobs in August. It added over a million jobs in July and has paced at nearly 600,000 a month this year. The report did show unemployment dropping a bit from 5.4 to 5.2%. The lackluster showing for August may be a sign that the rise in COVID cases sparked by the Delta variant is impacting hiring. All right, now to the Texas abortion law. Planned Parenthood has taken matters into its own hands by filing a temporary restraining order against Texas's Right to Life. If granted, it would prevent the group from suing abortion providers under a new law which allows private citizens to sue others over illegal abortion. The law also bans the procedure as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. Texas Right to Life launched a website for people to anonymously report abortions suspected of violating the law. The group says it's already received tips, but the legislative director for Texas Right to Life says none of them warrant major concern. I'm Austin Kim, and this is Newsy.